It's Pledge Drive. Good morning. It's good radio listening weather, don't you think? I'm quite enjoying not being out in the wind here in the Portland area. It's very windy indeed. If you're listening in, one of those hot spots around the globe, let's say Tasmania. Hello, Tasmania. Hello to you in Hobart. I say hello because I'd like you to contribute. And the number to call, 877-500-5266, if you want to join KBOO. And why wouldn't you? Because this is where you get the information, the news you're not supposed to know. And, of course, the latest news that you are supposed to know and that you're supposed to report to each other, that you're supposed to repeat to each other, is about exploding toothpaste. Exploding toothpaste! Be afraid. Be afraid. Beware. Stand in your socks. While Big Brother, who knows all, who looks through every cell phone and computer camera and listens through every cell phone and computer microphone, whether it is on or off, whether you like it or not, Big Brother can't even say how this threat came to be or who made it or, get this, how credible it is. Well, if they don't know how credible it is, why are they reporting it? Big Brother. He knows. He would never tell you something just to make you afraid, to make you dependent, would he? You'd damn well be wagging your head no if you know it's good for you. Yes, Big Brother cares and will protect you from the exploding toothpaste and the exploding underwear and the exploding shoes, because look out! They could be anywhere. Terrorism, terrorists, grinning, brushing their evil teeth with evil explosives. Of course, you know that the plan that may or may not be credible is for the evil terrorists to get the evil toothpaste together in little 4-ounce tubes, I guess, because you can't bring on more than 4 ounces of stuff, of fluids, pastes. So they're going to get all those evil toothpaste tubes together in one big evil toothpaste tube bundle, and they're going to slam their hands down on it, and there'll be toothpaste everywhere, and the planes will crash. Right? I would like you to join KBOO Portland. KBOO, where we have a certain attitude about, exudable substances that come out of the corporate media. Speaking of substances, I have once again, I'll bring it up to the microphone and see if it'll click for me. Ah, there's a nice click. And I figure the KBOO studio is as good a place as any to take a reading. Because people are always tracking stuff in here. So right now I'm getting 0.009 millirems per hour and 17 average counts per minute. Heck, that's down from last week. And here's a little particle that has a flag on it. Popped up. It says, "Hi, I'm from Hanford." Okay, I'm making that part up. But I have some news you're not supposed to know now. Turkey's parliament, the great ally of the United States, paragon of freedom, has passed legislation which toughens government control over the internet. And critics say Erdogan's government is attacking freedom of expression and investigative journalism. With the move, the bill, which is yet to be signed into law by the Turkish president, would allow the authorities to block websites without a court order within just hours. It also requires that the internet service providers store data on their clients' online activities for 2 years and provide it to the authorities on request. Who they think they are, Americans? Pardon me, this news comes by way of Russia Today. The legislation amends Turkey's law, which already gives the government authority for online censorship, allows the blocking of websites violating Turkish law. The prohibited content includes criticism of the of modern Turkey, promotion of suicide, online gambling available for minors, and pirated media gambling available. Among the sites blocked or fined under the law were video sharing services, YouTube, and video blogging tools, WordPress, and several online media outlets. So that's the latest on the March to Democracy in Turkey. Now, here in the U.S., I have a few news items. I was saying it's mighty cold outside. It's mighty cold because the Arctic weather has come down south, and you might want to ask yourself, supposing you were feeling magnanimous and had some extra cash in your pocket, and for some reason you wanted to give your little kiddo a yard full of snow for Christmas. What an idea. People do that. Well, but there's no snow here, so what do? You get a truck to go up the mountain, right? And the truck loads up on the mountain, and it loads up with snow, and then it loads up to bring that snow down to where there isn't snow. The truck can move for free because it's a magic truck, you see. It's there's no global warming truck, and it doesn't need any diesel fuel. You don't have to burn a heat-based engine to move that snow down, because in the magic of the climate deniers, the truck that moves the snow doesn't need any energy. I say that to mock any ideas. I say that they're being spread right now on Portland media, right now, and on the global warming denier radio programs, who will try to get people to believe that because it's cold and nasty, that means that there's no global warming. And unfortunately, there are some people who are simple enough to believe that. Not only that, they'll repeat it loudly and with a sneer on their face. Because what are you, a moron? Well, hopefully you're not a moron. And hopefully you will call, because this is Pledge Drive. And I am joined right now by Pledge Central. Pledge Central, come in, Pledge.
Hi,
Central.
Hi, I'm Pledge, and this is Central. I'm here with Central.
All right.
We are here in the of membership, actually.
I'm Conch, and this is Lynn, yep. And we are delighted to talk with you today because, you know, I had to put on a jacket and a sweater this morning, so there can't possibly be any climate change.
There are no vortexes here. No vortexes at all. But there are chances for membership. And if you can be calling 877-500-5266, that would help us get Teresa's goal today, because you all love Teresa Mitchell. People come up to me in the street, and if we're walking around, it's Teresa. Oh, it's Teresa. Was what brought you to KBOO, was it not?
It was. Actually brought me to Portland, because I was listening when I was still living in Eugene. I would come up, and I would hear Press Watch, and I'd say, this is such a cool town to have a show like Press Watch.
Wow, and, mighty powers. I
pretty much,
know.
Yeah, pretty much. This is back almost 20 years ago, and when I came here, KBOO was about the first place I volunteered. And yeah, it's delightful to hear the show, to hear the stuff like, well, you know, for example, Teresa, I hope that they're checking all the planes that are going to Russia. I hope they're checking them for Bunsen burners, because if anybody wants to make an explosive any heavier duty than a firecracker, every chemistry undergrad knows you need a Bunsen burner. You need to take it into the little tiny bathroom there, and you need to work with her items in there.
Yeah, because terrorists are supermen, as we all know. And but, they can make that sort of thing happen.
But you all can be a super person.
And for the cost, for the cost of a tube of toothpaste, you can become a member of KBOO and get a copy of the Chinook book, the 2014 Chinook book, along with your membership, along with your support of Press Watch and all the other great programming. And all you have to do is call toll-free 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-KBOO. 5266.
You know, Conch, the reason I was thinking of the Chinook book is because I was looking at the I was looking at the stock markets and thinking, oh my God, here it comes. I mean, it has to come. The crash. The word you're not supposed to say. The crash has got to come. It's absolutely inevitable, and the question is when. And, you know, probably people could use some coupons.
And these are all local businesses and people that support KBOO, like the local businesses that bring us food every day, like the Bread and Ink Cafe at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne. Thank you for breakfast. Little River Cafe at 0315 Southwest Montgomery. And Miss Delta at 3950 North Mississippi Avenue. Thanks to all of you.
And call now. Call often.
All right, thank you very much.
Toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
Teaser. And the first little teaser is to tell you that, let's see, we've got another 17 minutes left to raise some money, and we need you to call right now. And I would like to ask you to contribute $10 a month to KBOO. I contribute $20. I'm getting a living wage at my job. And I'm glad you contribute $20, and so I suggest that you contribute somewhere around the amount of an hour's wage per month to KBOO. And it's those sustaining pledges that really save us. It saves us a lot of hassle. It straightens out our finances. It flattens out the curves on our finances. Keeps us from having to run to the bank like we used to have to do 15, 20 years ago. Well, due to sustaining pledges, we don't have to do that. Haven't had to do that for many, many years. But we depend on your contributions. And you might want to ask yourself, well, what sort of person contributes to KBOO? It is 1 out of 10 of the listeners about, which is actually a pretty good statistic. And it is a person like you who understands that the people who are going to contribute are the people who understand how valuable a media resource is and how valuable and non-aligned to capitalism, if you'll pardon me for being clumsy with the phrase, media source is. And that is what you have with KBOO. And that is why we can keep bringing up things like Fukushima. Right now, if you look up Fukushima on the web, you will find article after article after article sneering at the very idea that this stuff could be bad for you. And sneering is something that the nuclear power industry has done very well for many, many years and has kept them out of trouble for all these years. But it's starting to fail, and so they're trying that angle a little bit harder. But fact is, there's reason to be worried about radiation from Hanford, from Fukushima, from the 50 or so nuclear power plants in the United States. There's reason to worry about that stuff. And it's something that I talk about on this program. So if you support getting the truth out, then you need to call right now. And if you understand that you are the one, if you understand that it's only the person who gets the big picture that calls in, and if you know in your heart that you are that person, then I encourage you to call 877-500-5266 right now. Right now, because you don't really want to let that pass by. And right now, because it gives me a boost to my ego, frankly, when people call in during my program. and now back to some news you're not supposed to know. The winter ice season in the Arctic is 24 days shorter today than it was in the 1950s, according to new research led by a University of Waterloo scientist writing in the journal The Cryosphere. The researchers report that not only is the ice season shorter now than it was more than 6 decades ago, the ice is also thinner by 38 centimeters at its thickest point, quoting Christina Serdu, PhD student at University of Waterloo, who's no moron. Quote, we've found that the thickness of the ice has decreased tremendously in response to climate warming in the region. She said, when we saw the actual numbers, we were shocked at how dramatic the change has been. It's basically more than a foot of ice by the end of winter. End quote. The ice thinning and overall shorter icing season was documented across 400 lakes on the north slope of Alaska. The researchers said their study was the first to document the magnitude of lake ice changes in the region over such a long time period. And that was from natureworldnews.com. You can find more on the article. And as I was saying, the heat that is generated, the heat that is lingering and that is active in the atmosphere is working as heat engines do to create storms. And this was predicted many years ago when global warming was first detected. And so we are getting very stormy situations, just as Britain and Russia have in previous years. This from grist.org, author John Upton. Wildfires not only jeopardize lives and property, they also cause air pollution from planet-warming carbon dioxide to health-endangering soot and nitrogen oxides. This pollution can trigger hospital visits. It can also hamper agricultural output and damage forests and other ecosystems. And just speaking for myself, perhaps you remember some of the summers we've had here in which a little soot blow over from a forest fire and how irritating it is and how hard it is to breathe if you have asthma and the forest fire is going on. But returning to the article, which is on grist.org, this will be a particular problem in California, according to new research published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. Are you calling? The number to call, 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. Get yourself a Chinook book. Get yourself one of Greg Palast's books that we were just talking about. Greg Palast doing excellent work and bringing in some, congratulations, bringing in some great cash on the program. We need to bring in some cash on this program as well. Get those statistics up. And this is the time for you to call in. It's 9:18 in the morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. This is Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know, and you need to call 877-500-5266. Increases in wildfire emissions due to climate change may have detrimental impacts on air quality and, combined with a growing population, may result in increased population exposure to unhealthy air pollutants, the scientists write. They say the worst effects will be experienced in Northern California, particularly in the Sierra Nevada Mountains and in the Klamath Siskiyou region at Oregon's border. California's current epic drought will likely lead to another year of epic blazes. The region is so tinder dry that there have already been 400 wildfires in the state this year. The conditions we are experiencing right now, said Cal Fire spokesperson. The Cal Fire spokesperson. The conditions we are seeing right now are similar to what we would be seeing in August. That's how dry it is, end quote. Quoting again, even though the calendar says it's February and it's winter, conditions are primed for wildfires, end quote. And wildfires are forecast to become a more severe problem as the climate continues to change. This is something that's really going to affect you in your pocketbook. It's going to affect how you breathe. And I am going to make a Swami-like prediction that this is going to be a really bad year. Number to call, 877-500-5266. Join KBOO, also from Russia Today. Gay propaganda is banned in Russia. That's not what they write. They write some of the gay propaganda. Like, maybe it's human to be gay. But actually, RT.com writes that some of the most drought-ravaged area of the U.S., are also heavily targeted for oil and gas development using hydraulic fracturing, a practice that exacerbates water shortages. According to a new report, three-quarters of nearly 40,000 oil and gas wells drilled in the U.S. since 2011. How's that for a figure? Let me say that again. Three-quarters of the nearly 40,000 oil and gas wells drilled in the U.S. since 2011, drill, baby, drill, were located in areas of the country facing water scarcity. According to research by the Ceres Investor Network, over half of those new wells were in areas experiencing drought conditions. Hydraulic fracturing or fracking in those wells require the use of 97 billion gallons of water, increasing competitive pressures for water in some of the country's most water-stressed and drought-ridden regions. And just speaking for myself and departing from that article, guess what happens to the water? It gets severely polluted. It gets pumped all over the place. It gets spilled. It gets pumped back into the ground and pollutes aquifers. It's a horror. Well, if you appreciate getting the news you're not supposed to know, then I think that you will want to call a special number that Membership Central will tell you just now. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Conch.
It's a very special number. And it's toll-free. It's 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. And you know, for only a $60 minimum pledge, this is $5 a month if you'd like to do it that way.
Yeah, get your feet wet.
You can get a film, Palast Investigates, Vultures and Vote Rustlers. This was Greg Palast, who was just on the air not even half an hour ago.
A great friend to KBOO.
And this film is not out commercially yet. It's available to KBOO listeners. So for a $60 minimum pledge, which is really, really cheap because it's a retail value of $25, you get the inside story of Mitt Romney's auto bailout bonanza, tracking down the blackout 2012, busting the attempt to block the black vote in Ohio, vulture hunt from Bosnia to the Congo to Brooklyn, hunting financial predators, the generalissimo of globalization and Goldman Sachs, and the Deepwater Horizon disaster. All this for a $60 pledge of support, plus all of the other perks of membership when you call toll-free 877-500-KBOO or KBOO.fm.
And you know that you will be contributing. You will be contributing. You've got seven. We've got 7 minutes to meet Teresa's goal. We've still got about a few hundred dollars left to go to meet Teresa's goal. So let's do it. 877-500-5266. Put a one in front of it if you're calling from a landline. You want to support your community institution, your community radio station. It's an important piece of media. There's not money like us left, and it's very important to keep us going. 855-266-KBOO.FM, and call now. It is, you've been listening to Teresa for a while, so now you can pick up the phone and call to support Teresa Mitchell, to support KBOO. About 48% of our money goes to... for broadcasting things like, oh, those funny transmitters that we have to have, and 27% administrative, and 25% goes for fundraising. That's it. That's what we spend. We are not beholden to say, in case it hadn't dawned on anybody yet.
I want to talk some more about drought, but
yes,
we've only
well, you
got
know what
6 minutes
else? We're
left,
have
and we've got to get
shortages.
Some more calls in
we're
here.
Gonna do, we're, they're talking about food shortages in California, too. But if you want to keep hearing the straight skinny, the straight poop, as it were, 877-500-5266, like that person who is calling over there, we don't have phony callers, either. It's 877-500-5266. 866. This is the time to call. It's now. It's always important to contribute to this amazing institution.
Or if you left your phone at home, you can go online at kboo.fm. In the upper right-hand corner of the page, you'll see a Donate Now jar. And they click on that, and it's all kinds of great info for you and the Hopper.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I'll go back to the information, but I'm going to count on you understanding that you need to call right now, 877-500-5266. Thank
it's
you,
easy.
Lynn. Thank you, Conch.
Thank you, Teresa.
All right, and I was talking about drought. An exceptional drought continues its assault on California's croplands. New information released this week has put many in a panic over what these historic water lows mean for the ecosystem, agricultural production, and people across the state. That's by Lauren McCauley, writing for Common Dreams. California is losing water reserves as if through a sieve, reports Circle of Blue, and the number, I'm skipping ahead, is 12%. There's 12% of the snowpack, and high winds are evaporating even that. This means a disaster. There's a drought over much of the nation. There's a drought in Texas. There's a drought in California. The snowpack is down here, excuse me, in Oregon. This is the big news. This is the news that you should be dealing with and not imaginary exploding toothpaste. And that's why I do the news you're not supposed to know. That's why I do Press Watch. My name is Teresa Mitchell, and this is Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know on KBOO Portland. I need to raise several hundred more dollars, and that means I need three more people to call in with a $10 a month pledge. You can be that person. You are that person. You know that you are that person. And you know that you have to do it simply because 9 out of 10 people who listen won't. But you know, and you are the sort of person who normally puts the load on your shoulder and pulls because you have a commitment to society. That's the level of maturity that you have attained. And that's. And by the way, for all the people over more than a generation now who have supported this program and who have supported KBOO, I am very, very grateful. And I don't know what more to say about that, except that that's been something that's really given me a faith in humanity, that I know that there are all of those people out there for so many years who will give part of their income just to get the information out there, who agree that you really need to get the real news, that you need to get the news, whether it's friendly to corporations or not, whether it's friendly to imperialism or not. By the way, Public Citizen put out a press release saying that today's introduction of the Government by the People Act, H.R. 20, remember that, H.R. 20, a comprehensive campaign reform measure designed to dramatically reduce the importance of large campaign contributions and vastly enhance the significance of small donations from everyday Americans. It's out there, and look it up, H.R. 20. Don't have much time. I've got like 3 minutes left. Need you to be calling this very moment, 877-500-5266. The measure, according to citizen.org, introduced by U.S. Representative John Sarbanes and dozens of co-sponsors, would help restore fairness and opportunity to our elections, Public Citizen said. Over the past 4 years, poll after poll has shown that wide majorities of Americans are dismayed by the 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision and Citizens United v. Federal Election Commission, which allowed unlimited corporate money to flood elections. That Citizens United thing that you keep hearing about. And a large number of Americans are infuriated with the outsized role money plays in elections. Well, now we've got H.R. 20. The number to call, 877-500-5266. The person to call you, you know it. The time to call right now. Need to have those phones a-going. Rock, can you open up the Pledge Central mics just for the last minute here, and let's see if we can get
that
lovely sound of jingling. And these are real phones. We're not playing a recording. We have old, cheap phones here that have got more jingling than I was counting on going on there. So you put your money right in the cowbell by calling 877-500-5266. And I do need you to call, and do need you to call right now. It is Pledge Drive, and this is the time. What you got to say about that, Lynn and Conch?
We're not afraid to use props. That's one thing. 877-500-5266. That is the number to call. Support Press Watch. Support KBOO.
More cowbell.
Your community radio station. An important thing.
With a $90 pledge of support, $750 a month will get you a 2014 Chinook book. $60 minimum pledge will get you the Vultures and Vote Rustlers film by Greg Palast.
And t-shirts.
Toll free.
And books.
877-500-KBOO. Call it now.
Thank you very much. All right, stay tuned because Per Fagering is here and more of the incomparable Radio Zine on KBOO Portland.
Join KBOO at the Clinton Street Theater Tuesday, February 11th, 2014 at 7 p.m. for our monthly KBOO movie night.
Manda!
Manda!
To celebrate the 24th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's release from prison in South Africa, KBOO's Africa Oye will present the powerful documentary film A Mandala, A Revolution in Four-Part Harmony. Preceding the film will be a special short talk on the power of music in African society by Baba Wage Jakete, renowned artist and storyteller from Mali. That's Tuesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Well, good morning. This is Per Fogring, and the show is Fight the Empire. It's the first day of our membership drive. We hope to get off to a good roaring start. And my my guest is James Kunstler, who is the author of one of his early books was A Long Emergency, and a couple of really interesting novels about the emergency. Let's see, what's the one? One was The World Made by Hand, and The Witch of Hebron, and then finally his latest book, which we're going to talk about, is Too Much Magic, Wishful Thinking, Technology, and the Fate of the Nation. So, James Kunstler, welcome to KBOO.
Hi, Per. Nice to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. This is really an interesting book. We sort of have in our first segment before we go out to membership desk, let's get an overview of what the book is about. Seems to me there's a lot of magic in the air these days.
Well, I wrote the book as kind of a sequel to The Long Emergency. The Long Emergency was about the global energy predicament and its effect on global finance and banking, and a lot of subjects related to that. And how it would affect the American scene going forward. And what happened? That book came out in 2005. And what happened was that a kind of miasma of wishful thinking overcame the nation in the about 8 or 10 years after that book came out. And you know, we started to develop this idea that we didn't have any problem. That tar sands and shale oil would allow us to keep on driving to Walmart forever, and that we really didn't have to worry about climate change or really changing our behavior in any way in response to the rather large challenges we face. So Too Much Magic was an attempt to sweep away some of the smog of wishful thinking and persuade America that actually we still had a lot to do.
Well, let's talk about that tar sands oil. It's you know, they never tell that they tell us we have all this oil in the ground, and the Saudi America will be exporting it and all that kind of stuff. They don't tell us that it costs a lot of energy just to get that oil out of the ground.
Yes, that's quite correct. And not only that, the amount of energy that's required to get it out of the ground also translates into a large amount of capital that's necessary to put into that whole project. And one of the unfortunate relationships that we've seen develop is that when oil becomes expensive, when it is no longer cheap, then there's a reaction in the capital markets, and capital formation starts to get into trouble. And you're starting to get into all kinds of trouble with banking, for instance, the inability to pay back old debt or to generate new debt that can be plausibly paid back. And all of this sort of ends up redounding to the issue of shale oil and tar sands. And I think the bottom line is that that oil is probably too expensive for us to produce a whole lot of, and in fact, the geological aspects of it tend to suggest that the whole shale oil project is going to kind of dribble away fairly soon, because the decline rates of the wells are so steep.
Right.
So what you've basically got is a combination of capital shortages to perform these very expensive fracking and drilling operations, and the geological problem of the shale wells depleting very, very rapidly.
So that means you have to drill a lot of wells to keep the production
going. And re-drill. And this is sometimes referred to as the Red Queen Syndrome.
That's right.
After the character in Through the Looking Glass with Alice in Wonderland. And, Alice comes across the Red Queen, and she's running, and Alice has a conversation with her, and the Queen says, "I'm running as fast as I can to stay where I am."
That's right.
And that's what's happening in the shale scene.
Well, that just to make up, every year there's a sort of a little...